Mesechet Shmuel Paragalef Mishnah Hey Ein Mechatov Nasan Mechatov Ela Matan Efer. The Mechatov, which is a Mayim Chayim that's mixed up with ashes of the Paraduma, only becomes Mechatov at the time that you put in the ashes. Meaning the Mayim Chayim, the water that you take from a spring, has to be in the Kli before you put in the ashes. And only at the very time that you put in the ashes does it become Mechatov. So therefore, if you put the ashes in before the water, and without the water, it can't be mechatos. When you put the water in afterwards, it does not become mechatos. It only becomes mechatos at the time you put in the ashes. But if you put in the ashes before the water, then it would not have been mechatos. Ein beis hapras osa beis hapras. A beis hapras cannot make another beis hapras. A beis hapras is a seder that has a kever, and that kever was nechras. It was plowed over. The Chacham said that the din is that all the 100 amos around the original kever would be metame somebody who enters that area. The reason being is that an etzem, a bone from a mace, is metame kiseora lemaga. A bone the size of a barley is metame lemaga if you touch it. And the Chacham were afraid that since the kever was plowed over, maybe the plow dragged an etzem the size of the soda, which is hard to see, up to 100 amos around the kever. So therefore, that whole area has a din of a beis hapras, and a kohen cannot enter that area. And the Mishnah tells us that a beis hapras cannot make another beis hapras. If the 100 amos around the original kever, which became a beis hapras, is plowed over, and you plow 100 amos around that beis hapras, the 100 amos around that beis hapras will not have a din of a beis hapras, as only one time can the kever make a beis hapras, but after the kever has already been plowed over, even if it's plowed again, it would not have a din of a beis hapras, so therefore the 100 amos around the original beis hapras would be tar, and a kohen could enter that area. Below truma, achar truma. You can't take off one truma after another truma. Two people that are shittim in tefuah. And one of the shittim takes truma, midas chaveru. His friend knows that he took the truma. That truma that the first one took is a good truma. And even if the second shittim comes along and takes off truma after the first one, so therefore by taking off truma after the first one already took truma, he is being megaladas and showing that he doesn't want the other shittim's truma to be truma. Even so, the second shittim's truma is not a truma. Only the first shittim who took off the truma is that considered truma. The low tamura osa tamura. One tamura cannot make another tamura. Somebody who has a behemoth that's hegdish. And he takes the behemoth's chulin and he says, Hare zu taka zu. The behemoth's chulin should become kodesh, just like the original behemoth. That behemoth's chulin becomes kodesh. But that behemoth's chulin, which became kodesh, cannot make another behemoth kodesh. If we take another behemoth's chulin and say, Hare zu taka zu, but the second behemoth's chulin should be kodesh, just like the first behemoth's chulin, that second behemoth's chulin would not be kodesh. The law of Lod osa tamura. Somebody is not just a behemoth. And that behemoth, after it became kodesh, gave birth to a vlad. Even though the vlad has kedusha, since it was born from an animal that was mukdash, but that vlad cannot make a tmura. If you take a behemoth's chulin and you say that the behemoth's chulin should be kodesh, just like the vlad, the behemoth's chulin would not be kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, have vlad eisa tmura. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He said the vlad of a behemoth's kachim could make a tmura. Amru lo hegdish eisa tmura. Below Havlad, below Tamura, Eisen Tamura. Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the case, even though Hegdish can make a Tamura, but a Vlad of Hegdish and a Tamura of Hegdish cannot make a Tamura. This is the Kedarah Sakasav according to the Rabban. The second Tamura, Paragamach Mishnah Bob, Ha'epe Samanachos, Ena Eisen Tamura, Shalaymana Elabe Behemoth. Somebody who's not getting an oath or a Mincha, he cannot make a Tamura from that oath or a Mincha. The parsha of Tamura is only set by a behemoth. Only somebody who's not a behemoth can make a tmura from that behemoth, but you can't make a tmura from an oath or a mincha. Hatzibor v'ashutzvim einan osin tmura. A korban that is bought by the tzibor, by Klaishar v'hal, or the korban is bought by shutzvim, two partners, our partners in this behemoth, are going to bring into the korban for shutzvim, they cannot make a tmura from this behemoth. Shenema, this we learn out from the pasuk, but the pasuk said, lo yamir oso. That the hatzibor cannot make a tmura. And Yamer is singular, and we learn from there, Yachid Osa Tmura. Only an individual who's bringing a korban can make a tmura from that behemoth, lo a tibor, but lo a shutzim, osin tmura. But a tibor or a shutzim that are bringing a korban cannot make a tmura, even bidia. Korbanos derek abayis, ain't an osin tmura. Somebody who's magdish a behemoth, but not to be brought to the korban, but instead he's magdish it so it should be used for the purposes of derek abayis, for the purposes of the avodas beis hamikdash. In such a case, cannot make a tmura from that behemoth, and since he was not magdish it to be used as a korban, he cannot make a tmura, as the parsha of tmura was said by a korban. And somebody who's magdish for the better kabbai, that behemoth is not called a korban. Amar Rabbi Shimon, by law, my sir, the klahayah. Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Rabbanah that somebody's matzah is behemoth for the Berakah Bar cannot make it tmura from that behemoth. But he argues with the reasoning of the Rabbanah. And according to the Rabbanah, the reason you can't make it tmura from Kashi Berakah Bar is because it's not called a korban. Rabbi Shimon argues. He says Kashi Berakah Bar is called a korban. If so, why can't you make it tmura from Kashi Berakah Bar? Rabbi Shimon learns it out from Maisa. Rabbi Shimon said that Maisa was included in all the other Kabbanahs. In other words, there's no real difference between Maisa and other Kabbanahs. The Lama Yata, if so, why did the Torah specifically speak out by Maisa that you can make a tmura? Lahaki says us to compare other tmuras to Maisa. Ma Maisa korban yachid. Yatu korban el sibur. Just like Maisa is only a korban yachid. Two sisters that own behemoth do not have to bring Maisa behemoth. The Maisa behemoth is only a korban yachid. So it's coming to exclude a korban sibur. That a sibur that brings a korban cannot make a tmura. Ma Maisa korban is bad. Yatu korban el sederik abayas and so too. Just like Maisa, the korban mizbeach, so too only by korban mizbeach can you make it tmura. As opposed to korban tzedek habayis, you cannot make it tmura. This is where Rabbi Shimon learns out from, that you can't make it tmura from kachay tzedek habayis. And even though kachay tzedek habayis is called a korban, according to Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk says, v'nikra is korban Hashem ish asher matza klei zahav. This is referred to kachay tzedek habayis. And it's called korban Hashem, so we see, it's called a korban Hashem, even so it can't make it tmura, as it's not korban mizbeach. It's korban Hashem, but it's not korban mizbeach, not brought on the mizbeach, so therefore it's different than the regular korban, and therefore cannot make a tmura. While according to the Rabbanan, kachay tzedek habayis is not called a korban at all, even though we find that the pasuk said the nakra is korban Hashem, and it's referred to kachay tzedek habayis. Rabbanan will say it's called korban Hashem, but it's not called a regular korban, so therefore it's not like a regular korban which can make a tmura. Kachay tzedek habayis cannot make a tmura.